You are listening to the Way of Truth broadcast, coming to you from the radio studios of the Church of God in Hagerstown, Maryland, United States of America. Wherever you are listening to this international broadcast, this is Alvin A. Craig, and we welcome you. Ralph Craig is opening the musical part of our broadcast service, singing for us, Chains Are Broken.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. 'Twas grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. How precious did that grace appear the hour I first believed. My chains are gone, I've been set free. My God, my Savior, ransom me. And like a flood, His mercy rains. Unending love, amazing grace. The Lord has promised good to me. His word, my hope secures. He will my shield and portion be as long as life endures. My chains are gone, I've been set free. My God, my Savior, ransom me. And like a flood, His mercy rains. Unending love, amazing grace. My chains are gone, I've been set free. My God, my Savior, ransomed me. And like a flood, His mercy rains. Unending love, amazing grace. The earth shall soon dissolve like snow. The sun forbear to shine. But God, who called me here below, will be forever mine. Will be forever mine. You are forever.
Heavenly Father, we're truly thankful for the privilege we have of presenting your gospel on this broadcast today. and we're thankful for each one who is in our congregation. We're trusting that you'll use us, you'll use this broadcast to make it a blessing to each and to every heart. I know that you see each one. I know that you love each one. And we're praying that the Holy Spirit will deal with hearts according to the need that they have. You know the burdens, you know the cares, you know the concerns. And you've told us to cast all of our cares upon you, for you care for us. So bless our congregation today and bless our service to them. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Subject for today's broadcast, the high cost of a free gift. And our text of scripture is Romans chapter 6 and verse 23. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. The best thing in life is a gift. I speak of that which God offers to all who will accept it, and I speak of eternal life. Through eternal life, though eternal life is a gift, a high cost was paid to offer the gift, and a high cost must be paid to receive it. Let us consider the cost of this free gift. Now, this is not a contradiction, but it expresses important spiritual truths. First of all, the free gift of salvation. Some think salvation is earned by good works. You do not earn salvation. It is impossible for a person to work and earn salvation. You can pay your tithe, and you can be a regular church attendant, and you can live a good moral life, and you can do good deeds. But that will not earn salvation. Salvation is God's gift to undeserving man. Yes, we are undeserving, but God gives this gift to those who are willing to receive it, offered while we were yet sinners, according to the Scriptures, and enemies of God. God commendeth His love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. So we read in Romans chapter 5 and verse 8. Not because we love God, but because He loved us. Here is love, herein is love, not that we loved God, but that He loved us and sent His Son to be the propitiation for our sins. So we read in 1 John chapter 4 and verse 10. Salvation is offered to all who will receive it. Yes, it is a free gift, and we must receive it. The Spirit and the bride say, Come. And let him that heareth say, Come. And let him that is athirst come. And whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. So we read in Revelation chapter 22 and verse 17. Now we read here in this verse of Scripture that the Holy Spirit says to come, and the bride, that's the church, says come, and let him that heareth say come, and let him that is athirst come, and whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. And the water of life is that same living water that Jesus told the woman at the well in Samaria about. And this water of life is offered to all as a free gift. But this gift costs something. What it cost the Father. Notice John 3:16, a very familiar passage of Scripture, but notice it again. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but should have everlasting life. So it cost Him, it cost the Father, the sacrifice of His only begotten Son. Now we realize and we know that Jesus Christ gave His life. He suffered, bled, and died on the cross of Calvary, but we do not always emphasize or even consider what it cost the Father. If you were a father of a son, would you be willing to give him to die to save someone else? The Father loved you. He loved me. He loved everybody so much that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but should have everlasting life. In connection with this, I'd like to call your attention again to what God asked of Abraham. God had given Abraham a promise that he would have a son by his wife Sarah, and they both lived to be aged and without the promise being fulfilled. The promise was made to Abraham when he was 75, but the promise was not fulfilled until he was approximately 100, and Isaac was born. And after Isaac was a young fellow, God asked Abraham, or instructed Abraham, to take his son and go into a land that I will show you, and there I want you to offer him a sacrifice to me. And so Abraham took his son, he took wood, he took fire, and he had servants with him also, and they went into the land of Moriah, and there God showed Abraham a mountain that he wanted him to offer to his son, offer to him his son. And as they walked up the mountainside, Isaac said to his father, "Father, here is the wood, and here is the fire, but where is the lamb for the sacrifice?" Don't you imagine that touched Abraham's heart? And he went on up, and they built an altar there. And after they had built the altar, Abraham turned to his son, and he said, "Son, you are the sacrifice." And he bound his son, laid him on the altar, and he took his knife, and he drew it back with the intention of sacrificing his son. But he heard a voice saying, "Abraham, Abraham, do thy son no harm, for now I know that you will not withhold anything from me." So it was a test of Abraham, but Abraham had so much faith in God that he believed that if he actually went through offering his son a sacrifice, that God would raise him to life again. Nevertheless, it was a test, and Abraham proved faithful in the test. So God so loved you, God so loved me, that he gave his only begotten son. Yes, he watched the men as they plucked out a portion of Jesus' beard, as they spit upon him, as they blindfolded and slapped him, and wanted him to prophesy unto them who it was that slapped him. And finally, Pilate had him scourged, and they beat him almost to death, and he was unable to carry his cross, and they required someone else to do it for him, and they finally crucified him on the cross. Now the Father watched as those men did that all to his only begotten Son, and he had power to speak their life out of existence, but he allowed them to do it. Why? Because he loved you, and he loved me, and it was a price that had to be paid for our redemption. God could not just say, after we had sinned against him, "I forgive you." There had to be a cost, and it was indeed a high cost that was paid for our redemption. What it cost the Son, it cost him his life also. Being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto the death, even the death of the cross. So it cost the Father his Son, and it cost the Son his life. The cross was the most shameful way that anyone in that day and age could be put to death. And there they crucified the Son of God on the cross. And after that, after he was hung there on the cross, they mocked him and made fun of him, even stuck a spear in his side, and he suffered it. And there in his agony and there in his pain, he said to the Father, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." What is the cost? To the Holy Spirit. We don't usually think of salvation costing the Holy Spirit anything. Jesus was given the Spirit without measure. Through the ages, the Spirit of God has patiently worked with stubborn, rebellious mankind. Sinful hearts were dealt with by the Spirit. Jesus said, "No one can come unto me except the Father which has sent me drawing." And the drawing is done by the Spirit of God. But the Lord said in his word, Genesis 6:3, "My Spirit shall not always strive with man. The spirit can be grieved to where he leaves a person and strives with them no more. We see from these scriptures the high cost of a free gift. Now, the high cost of accepting the gift, it costs the denial of self. Yes, it costs the denial of self. All sinful things that may hold dear to you must be given up. And when you look at these things in the true light, it's a blessing to be able to give up a life of sin, a blessing to be able to surrender your heart and your life to the Lord. Paul, who gladly paid the cost, expressed it this way, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Galatians 2:20. You cannot accept this gift but without paying the price of full surrender to him. Yes, if you're going to accept Christ as your Savior and your Lord, then you must surrender your all to him. And again, it should be considered a pleasure and a blessing to be able to give up a life of sin and start living for the Lord. So you must pay the price of giving up the sinful things of this old world and giving up self and surrendering your all to Christ. Jesus accepts, just accept Christ will not do the job. Oh, yes, I know the Bible speaks about us accepting Christ, but there's more to salvation than that. No cost, no giving up sin is a deception. You must surrender your all, I say, and I want to emphasize that fact. He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. If a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our abode with him. John 14:21-23. If any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it. And whosoever will lose his life for my sake and the gospel's shall find it. So we read in Matthew 16:24-25. Salvation cannot be earned nor merited by any amount of good deeds, gold or silver, good works, church membership. Those things do not count when it comes to real salvation. But the Lordship of Jesus rightly demands a full surrender to his authority, to his rule. Go ye, therefore, and teach all nations, Jesus said to the disciples, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. Matthew 28:19-20. We have in our hymn book a song that says, since Jesus gave his life for me, should I not give him mine? So we're talking today about the high cost of a free gift. It costs God his Son. It costs his Son's life on the cross of Calvary. And it costs us to surrender our heart and our life to God. But I don't think we should consider that a very high price to pay on our part. On God's part, yes. On Christ's part, yes. But on our part, Again, I emphasize, we should consider it a pleasure and a joy to be able to be free from sin and to become a servant of Jesus Christ. Father, I pray that you will bless these thoughts and scriptures to our precious congregation today. Make them a blessing to souls and get honor and glory to yourself through our lives and through our effort. This we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. It's a privilege to share the Way of Truth broadcast with you, and I do trust that today's broadcast has proven to be a blessing to you. Now, if it has, we would be thankful if you'd write to us and let us know. Our mailing address is the Way of Truth broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. The Way of Truth broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. Our email address, truth@fred.net. truth@fred.net, our email address. Our fax number, 301-739-7173. 301-739-7173, our fax number. Now, our webpage address, www.wayoftruth.org. And again, I remind you that you can read our monthly Way of Truth magazine there. There's a number of magazines in our archives there that you can read, the Way of Truth magazine. And you can also listen to previous broadcasts if you've missed any or would like to hear them over again. And also, we invite you to be with us, if at all possible, in our services. Our Sunday morning service begins 20 minutes before 11. Our Sunday evening service begins at 6. And our Wednesday evening service begins at 7. And our webpage address, again, www.wayoftruth.org. Now, we thank you for being with us on our broadcast today, and we'd like to invite you to tune in the station next week at the same time when, the Lord willing, we'll be bringing you another Way of Truth broadcast. And may the Lord's blessings be upon you.
Blessed be the Father.